Next section, free yourself from musical ideals. The philosophy of this article, which you can read if you want it, is a more realistic ideal is a better ideal. When I was a kid, my dad used to help me write articles. I'm going to summarize the article. And he would say, yeah, you know, it's typical young person full of idealism. And then I used to think, well, yeah, but you adults are all you are is realistic and you don't dream or think big and you don't make changes. But now that I'm 50 years old, or almost there at the time of this recording, I see that what's realistic can sometimes be better because it's more tempered in and therefore connected to reality. And I write in here, the only worthwhile ideal is one that can be acted upon. So I bring it up because even advanced musicians compare themselves to others. I've addressed this a little bit in the audio bonus called Music and Life, which if you haven't heard that, you can ask for it. I can only lead a horse to water. I can't make him drink. So it's up to you to ask for these things. But certain students have really liked that presentation, especially if you're in a period of feeling frustrated. But even if you're doing well, there's always a comparison to, like I have an advanced student. I have several very advanced students right now. One of them gigs out a lot. And he told me the other day that it just so happened that a couple of great guitar players whom he admires were sitting in on his gig. And he didn't invite them, but they were there. Both, like, two of his idols were there on the same gig, and he felt bad. He felt like he didn't play well and couldn't play because, you know, he was nervous in front of his idols. And I get that. I totally get that. But it's a habit that musicians have to constantly compare themselves to others, and I still do it after all these years. Even though I'm telling you, warning you about the dangers of not doing it, I still do it. So we all need to hear these things. So this is why I made this article, because I believe that the ideals we create in our heads are not really that serviceable. So, for example, I mentioned in the article, when I was in high school, I took a typing class, and we would always ask the teacher, you know, especially towards the end of the course, well, how fast should we be typing? And she would never answer that. I never understood that. Like, why? Why can't you just answer the simple question so we can know whether or not we're, you know, typing well or not? And I realize now there's no such thing as an unsuccessful rate of typing. If you type 10 words a minute, that's 10 words better than if you didn't know how to type, right? You know, so what if someone can type 100 words a minute, like my wife can do that? You know, she can type faster than I can. She can type what I'm about to say faster than I even can think of it. No, but anyway. You know, why should I compare that? And the same thing with music. Why should I compare what I can do with any of those 20-year-old kids I mentioned at the Elite Guitar Teachers Inner Circle conferences that can do stuff that I couldn't even dream of doing and make it look so easy? You know, but they can't do what I do either. There's no point in even comparing, but people still do it, and we do it all the time. I remember the one thing that brought on this article was something that one of the new life coaches that I didn't continue with said, and it wasn't a bad thing. He just said that when people get first married, they have the ideal of sharing their finances together, whereas people who get married for a second time don't, quote, live up to that ideal. And he was making it sound like the ideal that it is better to share your finances. But I'm remarried. You know, I'm divorced and I remarried. I have a wonderful new wife and we don't share our finances. And I think it's way better. And I've read that most second marriages, they don't share mostly because, you know, each party has their own kids. She has three kids. I have one. So it's just not practical to share your finances in the same way. And I like it better. So my point is, the ideal that life coach had in his head, I don't think is better. You know, I would have thought that would have been better because of conditioning the first time I was married. But now that I know better, you know, I would have chose separate finances in the first marriage. I believe it's better, you know, so I don't think there's any, one statement that can say what's better and what's not. You know, it's up for each individual couple. And I think the unfortunate part is that we all inherit certain conditionings that we don't even think to question that there is another possibility, you know, until we later learn that there is the hard way, if you see what I mean. And then coming back to music, you know, if you, let's say your best friend was a touring musician, as I mentioned in the article. She played, you know, in every country in the world and, you know, played with all kinds of famous people, and you think that's amazing. But now she's burnt out and has no interest in continuing or even playing music much anymore, and has a day job and whatever else. And, you know, the mention of playing music or going on tour doesn't even fill her with joy. Like, is that really success? As opposed to, you know, let's say your other friend who's a complete amateur and loves open mics and doesn't know that much, or let's say he doesn't know any music theory or whatever. He just knows a few chords on guitar and makes songs and goes and sings them and loves it. You know, which one is more successful? Like, really? Like, what is success? So the questions you have to ask yourself are, you know, is playing music bringing joy to my life? Does my playing bring joy to other people's lives? Is it stimulating, creative, and healthy? Does it strengthen my tactile ability, mental ability, and sense of focus? Does it give me an opportunity for self-expression? Those are some of the questions I raise in the article. And there are probably many more questions that are relevant. So just a little big picture for you.